Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, people often think that for a performer, bombing on stage is the worst thing. It's not. The worst thing is knowing you will soon go on stage and bomb and there is nothing you can do about it. Somehow, I got looped into this charity event with comedians and musicians and all super talented people, the best people. And one by one, they go onto the stage of a beautiful theater and they bomb. Spectacularly. No audience member laughs. No one claps. Instead, they look angry and hungry and murderous. Backstage, I watch this horror-struck. We send our brave comrades out one at a time as peace offerings, only to see their genius crushed. A funny woman, a very funny woman, says, "Look, there's nothing to be done about it. Harry Houdini couldn't get a rise out of the audience tonight. Sometimes the stage just goes dead." "Yeah, but I gotta go on soon. What do I do?" And she says, "It's easy. Turn around, open the door, and walk away." And it had never occurred to me. She's right. I can leave. I'm a grown man. I don't need this. I start toward the door to make my escape, but then I see them. The fallen. Those who've braved that stage and lived to tell the tale. They're gathering around, sharing a bottle of whiskey, recounting the experience to each other, laughing, hugging, shaking their heads, taking long pulls from the bottle, bonded by fire. And them, there, that is a club I want to join. So, I stick my chest out, turn around, and walk onto the stage. Today, on Snap Judgment, from WNYC Studios, we proudly present Down with the Ship. Amazing stories from real people who decide to see things through to the bitter end. My name is Glenn Washington. Please remember to tip your waitresses because you're listening to Snap Judgment.